嗨，各位，你们大家好。
好。
Hello, everybody.
感谢主给我这个机会，可以跟大家一起，我们来分享他的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to share His words together with everybody.
我的小孩，我儿子，他今年医学院就要毕业了。
My son, is going to graduate from medical school this year.
当他小的时候，跟你们一样大的时候，我们一起去教会。
When they were just as young as you are, we went to our church together.
我就到了大人的聚会堂，小孩，我的儿子就到了小孩子的聚会堂。
So I went to the adult section, and my kids went to their children's section.
我们从来没有一起有机会在同一个教室里面一起来敬拜。
We actually never worshiped God together in one room like this.
今天我看到你们跟你的爸爸妈妈都在一起。
Today I see you with your parents here together.
That's right. 我感谢神也给我这个机会。我虽然没有办法跟我的孩子在一起敬拜，但是我跟你们在一起敬拜。
So thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity. Although I couldn't worship with my son, but I'm worshiping with all you.
很快，你们都要长大了。
You will grow up very fast.
Even now, even 现在，我可以想象我孩子小的时候。
I can still vividly remember when my son was young, like you.
So, 如果你没有办法坐得好，这边好好听，没有关系。
So if you can't sit here still and listen to me carefully, it's okay.
因为我的孩子小的时候，他们也做不到。
Because my kids couldn't do it too.
在我讲主的信息之前，我先讲一个小故事。
Before I talk about Lord's message, I have a little story for you.
有一对父母亲，他们很喜欢收集古董。
There's a parent, okay, a couple that really like to collect antiques.
Yes. 这个先生他下班以后回到家，最让他喜悦的事情就是把这些 antique 拿出来一个一个看，一个一个摸。
The happiest thing the husband do after work every day.Is to take out his antiques and just look at them and just feel them.
其中有一件是真的的是一个很宝贵、很宝贵的一个东西，是一个青花瓷，是 blue and white, porcelain.
Okay, one of the antique is really precious. It's a real treasure. It's a china. It's a blue and white.白蓝白那种明朝那种瓷器
，It's a priceless treasure, very very
无价无价之宝。
Yes, one day, 先生他去上班了，他忘了把他的房间，他的所有东西都在他的那个 library room 里面，他忘了把门锁上。
So one day, the husband went to work without locking up his antique room, the library room.
那一天呢，妈妈要带着小孩出去买东西。
So that day, the mother was going to bring the kids out for shopping.
妈妈到房间里面去换衣服，然后给小孩子一个 coin 放在他。他说：“你拿着 coin， 等一下跟爸爸妈妈出去后，妈妈会买东西给你。”
So the mom went to change her dress and gave one child or
one child
her child a coin.And told him that you can use this coin to buy something for yourself when we go shopping.
等到妈妈换好衣服的时候出来，听到小孩子在哭在叫。
So when mom finished changing, she heard her son crying and yelling in the house.
结果他找到，居然这个小孩子跑到爸爸的那个 library 里面。
So the kid went into the antique room, the library room.
这个小孩子的手在那个青花瓷里面拿不出来了。
So the kid's arm was stuck in the china, in the vase.
哇，这个东西很 big trouble, 怎么办？
So it's big trouble, what should we do? 怎么办？大麻烦。
他们要叫小孩子的爸爸赶快回来，赶快回来。Here is a big trouble here.
妈妈
打电话给。
So mom called dad and told dad that, hey, you have to come back. We have a big trouble. It's a big situation here.
所以他想尽办法要让小孩子的手把它拿出来，可是没有办法。他用了肥皂水，又用了涂了油，什么办法都没有办法。
So she tried to use soap to rub oil on the child's arm to try to slip his hand out, but arm out, but it couldn't. It's still stuck.
最后唯一的办法。就是把这个青花瓷打破。
爸爸回来了吗？
爸爸回来了。
Okay, so the dad came back and there's nothing they can do. So the only thing left was to break the vase.
等到他们把东西都弄完了以后，才发觉，他们才知道为什么小孩子的手拿不出来，因为这个小孩子的手握得紧紧的，像一个拳头，他这样，所以他抽不出来。
So when they broke it, they realized why his arm was kept on being stuck in there because.He had a fist, you know, like that. He just couldn't let go of his fist.
The boy, he don't want to lose his hand. Do you know why? You are right, because of that coin.
那个小孩呢，他就不想把他拳头打开来，因为他里面握着他的那个硬币。
You see? He don't want to lose the coin, but he lose that 青花瓷。
所以他虽然没有失去那个硬币 but 但是他失去了那个青花瓷
and 青花瓷是一个无价之宝
and that vase is a priceless entity
这个就说明很多的时候在我们的生命里面我们紧紧抓住一些东西可是我们却失去了最重要的
so this is an analogy to our life sometimes when we want to grab something real hard, we lose something that's truly important to us.
好，现在来，我们来一起来读一段圣经，这就是今天这段故事所要告诉我们的。我们一起来念《约书亚记》第七章一到五节。Joshua, chapter 7, verse 1 to 5.
旧约
小孩子页数都是一样的吧？
好，
小孩子页数是一样的。
嗯。到第五节啊。
好 ，Yeah, one to five。很好，很好。好，那我们先念中文的一到五节，然后我们再念英文的一到五节。
So we're going to read Chinese verse first, and then we're going to read another time in English.
好，我们中文的，我们一起来。以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子亚米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物。耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作，当下约书亚从耶利哥大巴人往伯特利东边靠近俄亚文的爱神去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就上去窥探爱神。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去。”就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。
于是民众约有三千人上那里去，尽在爱城人面前逃跑了。爱城的人击杀了他们三十六人，从城门前追赶他们，直到示巴陵，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
好，好，先念英文。
Okay, and let's read this verse again in English. Okay. All right, let's begin.
谢谢。好，我们有一些简短的祷告。
All right, let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven,
谢谢你给我们你的话语。
Thank you for giving us your word.
让我们的一生可以走得对。
To let our lives, to let us have a righteous life.
让我们的道路不至于偏斜。
Let us have a straight path.
让我们在你的话语里面得到那丰满的恩典。
Let us have grace from your words.
但愿你的话常常在我们的心里面。
May your words be in our heart all the time.
所以我们就不会走错路。
So we will not take the wrong pathway.
我们祷告 in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 好，爱城是一个非常非常小的城。
Ai is a very small town.
所以当以色列人看到这一个城镇的时候，
So when the Israelis saw this small town,
他们一点都不担心。
They weren't worried at all.
他们说我们只要派两三千个人就可以把他们打败了。
They say all we need is 2,000 or 3,000 people, we can prevail Ai.
事实上爱城也真的是非常非常的小的一个。
In fact, Ai is indeed a very small town.
如果我们念到第二十五节，我们念到第八章二十五节的话，你就知道爱城总共所有的人数只有一万两千人。
According to the Bible in the chapter 8, verse 25, we can find out that there's only 12,000 people in Ai.
可是这么小少的一个小的一个城。以色列人居然打败了。
But why were the Israeli forces been defeated by such a small town, such a small force?
当他们第二次再去要攻打爱城的时候，第二次。
So when they wanted to attack Ai once again, a second time,
他们派了三千个人作为伏兵，埋藏在。树林里面。
What they did was that they had 3,000 soldiers as 伏兵里面。
伏兵就是的守。
Like as ambush.
Ambush
forces.
Yeah. 你就晓得这个爱真的是小。
So because they only use 3,000 people as their ambush force, it's really a small force, so that you know how small Ai is to the Israeli people.
以色列人他们可以去打仗的人数有60万之众。
So Israel has a military force of 600,000.
Thousand, yeah. 他们在以色列人出了埃及了以后来到了旷野。
So when the Israeli left Egypt and came to the 旷野 came to the wild
wilderness.
Yep.
Yeah. 他们第一次点数以色列人里面可以去打仗的第一次在旷野里面数点。
So the first time they tried to identify who can go into war in that wilderness, they found out they had.
他们总共有603,550位。
So they had 603,550 people who can go to war, go to battle.
以后过了二三十年，他们又第二次在以色列里面可以数点有多少人可以去打仗。
After another 2-3 decades, they wanted to identify people who can go to battle again, so they recounted.
他们仍然还有601,730位。
So they still had 601,730 people who can go to battle after 2-3 decades.
从这个数字你就可以看到爱城是非常非常小的一个城。
So from this number, you can tell how small Ai is to them.
可是以色列民居然打败了。
But it still defeated the Israeli forces.
那么以色列民他们被打败了，这是一件很让人惊讶的事情。另外有一件事情 也很让人惊讶。
So it's very surprising that the Israeli forces were defeated, but there's another thing that was also very surprising.
他们就想要找出为什么他们会被打败的原因。
So they were trying to find out exactly what contributed to their defeat.
结果就在我们刚刚所读的第一节里面，是因为以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为在犹大的支派中有人取了当灭的物。
Okay, so they found out, which is from our chapter 7, verse 1, is because the people of Israel broke faith and in regard to the devoted things, which is explained in the verse.
那以色列人干啥了？他为什么犯罪了？
好，慢慢听我说下去。好，那么他这个他特别提到说是犹大支派的人。
So, in verse 1, it especially mentioned that the people who sinned were from the tribe of Judah. Judah. Judah 是一个人，他的小孩子犯了罪。
好，那么现在我们就要来想想看，犹大支派在以色列民里面，他们是一个什么样的支派？
So let us examine exactly what the branch of Judah is in the Israeli people.
以色列民共有12个支派。
They have 12 tribes in total.
这12个支派，事实上他们共有同样有一位父亲，他的名字叫做雅各。
雅各，对不起。So the 12 tribes have a common ancestor, Jacob.
雅各在临死的时候叫了他所有的儿子来。
So when Jacob was about to die, he gathered his sons together.
这个是记录在创世纪第49章第一节。
So this is written in Genesis
chapter 49, verse number 1.雅各叫了他的儿子们来说，你们都来聚集，我好把你们日后必遇的事告诉你们。
Okay, so Jacob asked his sons to gather together and told them that you come here so I can tell you what good for you in the future could be.
对，雅各的儿子们呢，你们要聚集而听，要听你们父亲以色列，也就是雅各的话。
You have to come here and listen to your father's words.
他一个一个介绍了他的儿子，其中介绍到这个犹大的时候，他是这么说的。
So in the Bible, it introduced each of his sons one at a time, and when he introduced Judah, this is what he said.
在创世纪第四十九章第八节到第十节，这就是描写犹大。
So on chapter 48 and 49,
chapter
49, book of Genesis is where it describes Judah.
Chapter 49, verse 8 to 10.
Oh, 49,
8 to 10. Yeah. 他这么说，犹大，你弟兄们必赞美你，你手必掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。
第四十九章，
九章第八到第十。现在我们先念第八节。
Okay, so it says like this: Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you.
第九节，犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了石便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮。敦如母狮，谁敢惹你？
You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him?
跪必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，只等细罗，就是赐平安者来到，万民都归顺。
The scepter will not depart from Judah.Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his.
所以从这段经文，你可以知道，犹大他的支派将来要有出君王。
So from that verse, we can tell that the descendants of Judah will have a king in the future.
好。那么我们再看来，这个犹大它是本身是一个大的支派呢，还是一个小的支派
？So is the tribe of Judah a big one or a small one？
以色列民在旷野的时候，他们曾经两次过数点他们的人数。
So when they were in the wilderness, the Israeli people twice counted all their people, their population.
犹大支派在里面都是最大的支派。
So the tribe of Judah has always been the largest tribe.
人数最多的支派。
The most people.
所以犹大支派在以色列十二个支派里面是显为宝贵的支派。
So it's a very precious tribe because of its size.
所以现在看看啊，这件故事，在这个爱城之战的这个故事里面，给了我们两件事情很重要。
So let's come back to our verse, and we can see from the battle of Ai, there is two very important things.
第一件事情，爱城是一个非常非常的小的城，可是以色列民却打败仗。
So number one, Ai is a very small town, but it defeated the Israeli people.
第二件事情，犹大支派是一个在以色列民众里面来讲是一个最好的支派，可是在他们里面的人却犯罪。
Number two, the tribe of Judah is a very important tribe in the Israeli people, but they actually sinned.
在我们的生命里面，我们是不是也曾经发生过这样子的事情？很小的事情，我们认为我们可以做到，可是我们却跌倒。可是跌倒在什么？是在我们最觉得我们最聪明的地方，我们却是跌倒了。
Okay, so this is very similar to sometimes to the things that happen in our life. Things that we think are very trivial, very easy, we actually cannot achieve. And the reason we can't achieve is because 因为再讲一遍，
因为我们觉得我们在这个地方，我们是非常的好，非常的棒，可是我们却跌倒。
Because we think that we have the ability, we have the skills to to accomplish whatever that's at hand. We think that we're very good at it.
我举一个例子。 看看这样的话会不会比较容易了解。
Let me give an example to clarify.
在一个教会里面有一个弟兄，他在人眼中看来是非常非常好的一个弟兄。
So for example, there's a brother in the church, and everybody thinks he's a very nice brother. He's a very good person.
他在教会里面做了很多的事情。他很早就来教会，他来开门。
He does a lot of things for the church. He comes first to open up the doors.
而且他也很晚才离开教会，他锁门。他走的时候，他就把门锁好。
He also leaves late because he's the one who's going to lock up the church.
从各方面都看出这是一个很好的一个弟兄。
So from all the observation, you can tell this is a very good brother in the church.
但是有一天。他离开了教会。
But one day he left the church.
他说我要离开这个地方，因为在这个教会里面有人得罪我。
He said, I want to leave this place because someone in this church hurt me, do me wrong.
所以我就不要留下来了，我离开了。
So I don't want to stay here anymore, I want to leave.
从人的眼睛看来，这个人他是好人。
So from everyone's point of view, this is a good person.
他也很努力的来服侍神。
And he also puts a lot of effort to serve God.
可是到后来他却离开了，因为他觉得被 hurt 了。
But in the end, he still left the church because he felt being hurt by a person.
所以有一天，有人就去来找到他。
So one day another person found him.
结果看到他，就问他说：“你都还好吗？”
So he asked that person who left, said, "Oh, how has everything been going for you?"
他说：“我最近都在想一件事情。”
So that brother, well, the person who left said that, "Oh, I've been thinking about one thing."
那他就问他说：“你都在想什么事情呢？你想了这么好几天。”你都在想什么事情呢？
What's on your mind for this such long time?
他说我在想那一天我离开世界的时候，我的墓碑的碑文是这么写的。
So he says that I've been thinking about what my tomb would write the day I leave this world.
这个墓碑上面有我的名字。
It's going to have my name on it.
下面是这么说的。
And it's going to write this.
这个人一生都在努力的服侍神。
This person, has served God, with a lot of effort for his whole life.
他的朋友想了一下，他说：“我可以在你的碑文上面加两个字吗
？”So his friend thought a little while and said, "Can I add a little?" Something to your onto your the tomb.
他说，你觉得我的碑文不好，还需要加字吗？可以，你试试看。
And that person said, "Oh, do you think there's something not good enough about what I just wrote? You can try."
他说，我觉得这样的经文也许会更适合，就是某某某某人。
So he said, maybe this is more suitable. So you, the person.
一心想好好服侍神。
Okay, so this person on the tomb is going to write, this person really hoped in his heart to serve God.
你自己觉得呢？这是不是更合适一点
？So, do you think that this is more suitable for you on your tomb?
确实是如此。我们一生好像想努力做点什么。想要对神做点什么，可是我们却没有了解神的心意。
So, a lot of times we really want or we hope to do something for God, but what we do is really not what God wants us to do.
现在我们在爱城的事情上面来看看，他们在什么地方做的不对。
So let's take a look at this the verse about the eye, exactly what went wrong.
下面我们就可以看到，他们之所以以色列民所以做错，是因为他们取了当灭的物。
Okay, so we can see that the reason that Israeli were wrong was because they
取了当灭的物。这个是在经文，我们今天所念的经文的第一节的后半段。
They took some of the devoted things.
好，我们现在来了解一下当灭的物是像什么。
So what are some of the devoted things?
以色列民他们在打埃城之前，他们攻取了另第一个城，叫做耶利哥城。
So before attacking the town of Ai, they actually attacked Jericho beforehand.
他们在攻打耶利哥城的时候，神在第六章十八到十九节曾经这样子的吩咐他们。
So God actually told the Israeli people this is which is in the written chapter six, 第几节？
十八到十九节。
Verse 18 to 19. So.
这是在民数记第六章十八到
民数记，对不起，
对，第六章十八到十九节。对对对，耶稣雅记，耶稣雅记第六章十八到十九节，他这么说哈：至于你们，务要谨慎，不可取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营。使全营受咒诅。
So prior to attacking Ai, when they were attacking Jericho, God told the Israeli people here in this verse saying that, but you, keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction. Lest when you have devoted them, you take any other devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing for destruction and bring trouble upon it.
唯有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿都要归耶和华为圣，必入耶和华的库中。
But all silver and gold and every vessel of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord.
那么现在我们来看，他们在当灭的物上面犯了什么错误呢？这是记录在约书亚记第七章二十到二十一节。
So let's examine exactly what kind of mistake they made, which is written in Joshua chapter
7, 20 to 21.
20 to 21.
好，我先念 20. 亚干回答约书亚说，我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。
And Achan answered Joshua, saying,Truly, I have sinned against the Lord of God, the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did.
我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服，两百色克勒银子，一条金子重五十色克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现金藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。
When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Sinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent, with the silver underneath.
亚干在这个事情上犯罪了。
So Achan sinned here.
以色列民却要付上极大的代价。
But because of him, the Israeli people had to pay a very hefty price.
所以在约书亚第七章七到八节。
So that's why here in verse 7 and 8.
还有9, 我现在来念，先念第七节。约书亚说：“哀哉，主耶和华啊， 你为什么竟领着百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边倒好。
And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would that we had been content to dwell beyond the Jordan?
主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前准备逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？
Oh Lord, what can I say when Israel has turned their backs before their enemies?
迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的民从地上除灭。那时你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?
所以从这边你可以看到亚干犯了一个小小的罪，可是以色列民却要付上极大的代价。
So we see again that because Achan sinned, the whole Israeli people had to pay the price.
他们几乎他们的民要从地上除灭。
They were almost destroyed from the earth.
也就是说，他们这个民族要被消灭掉。
Which means that there will be no more of the Israeli people in the earth again.
所以你看看，一个小小的犯罪却会付上极大的代价。
So a little sin needed to may have occurred resulted in a really big price to pay.
这样的一个观念我们一定要有。
So we have to have such a concept.
因为我们实在没有办法配这个极大的代价。
Because we cannot afford to pay such a big price in our life.
我们也实在是感谢神。约书亚他一看到这个事情，他就知道他们有在某些地方做错得罪了神。
But we thank God for letting Joshua to once he know the situation, he realizes there's something that they sinned that had to be corrected.
因为他们之前攻打了耶利哥城。
Because they attacked Jericho beforehand.
耶利哥城是一个很大很大的城。
Which is a very very big city.
他们在攻打的时候，他们是非常的小心。他们是小心的观察。
So when they were attacking Jericho, they were very careful. They spied the place very carefully.
他在很多的事情上面，他们都来寻求神的心意。
They asked for God's will on a lot of issues when they were attacking Jericho.
所以，我们如果读到约书亚第五章第二节、第三节的时候，你可以看到约书亚他在攻打耶利哥城的时候，他先让以色列人行割礼。
So, we can see when they were attacking Jericho beforehand, Joshua asked the Israeli people to circumcise.
在第五章第二节、第三节是这么说的。
In chapter 5, verse 2 and 3.
那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说，你制造火石刀，第二次给以色列人行割礼。
At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, Make flint knives and circumcise the sons of Israel a second time.
约书亚就制造了火石刀，在除皮山那里给以色列人行割礼。
So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gibeah Haraloth.
行割礼的意思就是我们要从世界中分别出来归给神。
So, to circumcise it, what it means is that we have to separate ourselves from this world. We have to give ourselves to God.
他们除了他们把自己和神联合起来之外，
In addition to combining with God,
他们还来到神的面前求神的带领。
They also cameIn front of God and ask God to guide them.
所以在第五章十三节到十五节是这么说的。
So this is why the verse says, Joshua chapter 5:13.
第十三节，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们敌人呢？”
When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
他回答说，不是的，我是来要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就伏伏在地下拜，说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？
Verse 14, and he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to this servant, to his servant?"
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。耶书亚就照着行了。
Verse 15, and the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
耶和华深深的知道，他能够把耶利哥城打下来，不是因为他们人多，乃是因为都是神在带领。
Joshua truly believed that the reason they could conquer Jericho is not because they have a lot of forces, it's because of God's guidance.
所以这一次他就在爱城之败，他就想到他必须来到神的面前。
So after they were defeated by Ai, he thought that he has to come in front of God again.
所以到约书亚第七章六到第九节是这么说的。
So this is why in Joshua chapter 6, chapter 7,
6 to 9,
verse 6 to 9 says,
第六节，约书亚便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
Verse 6, then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads.
约书亚说，哀哉，主耶和华，你为什么竟领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边倒好。
Verse 7, and Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would that we had been content to dwell beyond the Jordan."
主啊，以色列人既在仇敌面前准备逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？
Oh Lord, what can I say when Israel has turned their backs before their enemies?
迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的民从地上除灭。那时，你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?
这边就告诉我们，约书亚他来到神的面前。
So this tells us that Joshua came before God. He came to God.
他来到神的面前，他认罪，他求神再来带领他们。
Came before God and admitted his sins and asked God to guide him.
所以到第十节、十一节，耶和华就对他们说话。
So God spoke to them in verse 10 and 11.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？”
The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face?"
以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当面的物。又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当面的放在他们的家具里。
Verse 11, Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They have taken some of the devoted things They have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings.
因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把这当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
Verse 12. Therefore the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more unless you destroy the devoted things from among you.
你起来叫百姓自洁，对他们说，你们要自洁预备明天，因为耶和华以色列的神这样说，以色列啊，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。
Verse 13. Get up, consecrate the people and say, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, there are devoted things in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted things from among you.
以后以色列民他们就自洁，神就再继续带领他们把爱城攻取下来。
So the Israeli people followed God's command and consecrated themselves, and Lord guided them and led them to a victory of Ai.
其实以色列民他们的历史也就像我们基督徒我们的一生。
So we think that the history of the Israeli people is like the lives of all our, you know, every one of us, Christian.
我们虽然信了神，神的宝血也洁净了我们，但是我们有的时候还是在过犯上跌倒。
Even though we believe in God and God's blood have, 对不起，这个是。Cleansed us.We still have make many sin along the way.
但是最重要的一点就是我们要常常来到主的面前。
But the important thing is that we have to come to God often.
让神的光光照我们里面。
So let God's light up the inside.
找出我们里面深深隐藏的污点。
So to light up our inside to find the sin, the spot that's hidden.
让我们把这些错误能够得到纠正，让我们再一次的在神的里面得到纠正以后，我们可以继续往前把事情做对。
So let His light come in, find the spots, find the mistakes, so we can correct them, and then in front of God, we can continue to do what God's will.
我们绝对不要让一些很小的错误在我们的生命里面、生活里面重复的出现。
We shouldn't let the same errors in our life to occur again and again, to repeat.
我们一定要想出办法来，在神的话语里面，求神给我们有智慧，能够把这些错误把它纠正。
We have to use the word of God and ask God to help us avoid repeating the same errors again and again.
我下面讲两个例子好了。
So I have two examples.
一个是 for brothers.
One is for the brothers here.
Another one is for sisters.
一个是给弟兄给姐妹，两个例子。
在一个 family 里面，有一个 couple， 他们常常为了这个先生常常把袜子乱丢的事情，他们常常在吵架。
So there's a couple that often have fights with each other because the husband always, you know, throws his socks all over the place.
那个姐妹们到处捡的，还是搅来搅，还是斗不拢，好像常常这边缺一只，那边缺一只。
So the wife, even though she's, you know, trying to collect all the socks everywhere, but she can't pair them up.
他们为了这样的事情已经吵了很久。
So this has been a point to a quarrel for a very long time.
弟兄是说我下班回来已经很累了，我回来什么事情都没有想，我只是想早点休息。
The husband says that, you know, after work I'm just too exhausted, I can't think of anything, I just want to rest.
所以你问我袜子在哪里，袜子在什么地方，我真的不知道。
So when you ask me where are my socks, I really don't recall.
那姐妹就也很生气，她说我每次都在你的后面收你的袜子，可是总收不齐。
So the wife is very angry too, because she says that, you know, I'm always collecting the socks for you, but I always can't pair them up.
所以这个事情虽然很小，但是在生活里面成为了一个问题。
Even this is a very trivial matter, but it's a situation in their life. It's a point that they've been fighting over for a long time.
有一天，姐妹在 Toy Ross 看到有一个东西，哎，她觉得这个东西也许可以帮助我们。
玩具反斗车。So one day, the wife, she found a thing in Toys R Us, and she thought, oh, this may help us.
是个什么东西呢？就是用一个塑胶板做的一个投篮的投篮框。
Okay, it's a plastic basketball, loop, a toy.
就是他买来了以后，就把它放在 corner, 然后下面放了一个 basket.
So she bought it home and put it in the corner and put a little basket, a laundry basket underneath it.
她也没有说，她也没有讲。
So she didn't say anything.
结果先生回来了以后，哎，无意中发现在 corner 有个 basket.
So when the husband came back, he noticed, oh, what? How come there's a basketball loop in the corner?
所以他回来看看没有人看的时候，他就把袜子脱下来。
So he took off his socks when he realized no one was around.
他把它卷成一个小球。
He rolled it into a little sock ball.
Shoot!
Shoot for the basket.
Didn't get him. 他没有丢进去。
He missed.
他赶快跑过去抓来，
so、
再丢。
He went to grab the ball and shoot again.
从那天以后，他的所有的袜子都在 basket 里面。
That day on, every one of his socks is in the basket.
他再没有遗失任何一只。
He never lose another sock.
他再不为这件事情来争吵。
Never fight for this thing again.
另外又发生了一件事情。
So another,
在另外一个家庭里面也发生一些事情。
So、this is another example in another family.
我们这边有很多的 family 在这里哈，很多的家庭。
There's a lot of families here.
我想我们每个家庭都有一些事情。
Every family has a little bit of something going on.
你不必说你有什么事情，你只要说家里有事情就可以了。
You don't have to tell me what the situation is. Just admit that you have something.
大大小小总是会有事的，因为神要用这些事情来让我们有智慧。
No matter this a big point or a small point.
因为他要让我们。
God wants doesn't matter, but God wants us to gain His intellectual.From these situations.
那这个家庭发生的是什么事呢？是这另外一个家庭，他们的话是，他们的姐妹常常会担心，出门的时候会担心，火炉的火没有关啦，电锅的插头没有拔啦，汤熨斗的插头也没有拔。
So in this family, the wife, she has a lot of worry, especially when she goes out of the house. She's worrying whether she turned off the stove, turned off the iron. Like she's just worrying all the time, especially when she steps out.
所以他们常常开车出去五分钟、十分钟以后，太太突然想到，哎呀，糟不糟糕，我要回去，为什么？因为我火炉的火没有关。
So often, what happens is they drive out after 10 minutes, and the wife says, "Oh, wait, I have to go back. I think I didn't turn off the stove."
或者是说出去了以后，他说：“哎呦，糟糕，我那个电熨斗没有拔掉。”
Oh, I forgot to unplug the iron.
那很不幸的事情发生了。
So, and one unfortunate event happened.
有一天，他们出门开车开了4个小时。
So this is after one day they left the house and drove for 4 hours.
太太突然说了，叫起来了。
The wife suddenly said.
糟了糟了，我的电熨斗没有拔。
Oh shoot, shoot. I forgot to unplug my iron.
当他说出来的时候，他也突然发觉，糟糕，弟兄的脸色一定不会很好。
But after she said that, she realized, oh, I guess my husband will not be very happy what I just said.
果然没有错，先生就把车子开到路边，就把门打开，他就走了。
So the husband, after he heard this,He stopped the car at the side, the sideway?
Side door. Oh, just open the door and the left.
Yeah, and just open the door and left.
那这个姐妹讲，这个先这个弟兄实在是生气了，他要把我丢在这边不管我了。
So the wife thought, oh, my husband's really angry. He's going to abandon me.
那过了一会儿，他觉得他的车子后面好像有门开的声音。
So after a little while, she heard something like the trunk opening.
然后又关起来了。
And then it closed.
再过一会儿，有人来敲他的 window.
And then after a little while, someone came and knocked on her.The window.
他就一看，原来是他的弟兄站在外面。
And she looked, and it was her husband.
他把窗户摇下来。
So she scrolled down the window.
然后弟兄对太太说。
So the husband said to his wife.
你所担心的电熨斗现在在我手里面。The one that you were worried about is in my hands. Don't worry.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
No problem.
I say that again.
So the unplugged iron was in his hand.
With him. 但愿神给我们有智慧。常常来到他的里面，他会用他的光，他会用他的话语，他会用他圣经里面的话语引导我们，总会给我们开一条路。
We really ask God to give us the intelligence, to give us the light, to let us understand His word and let us understand our pathway, the correct pathway.
最主要的一点是要知道神顾念我们。
The most important thing is that we have to not forget that.God cares for us all the time.
我们来到他的里面是最好最好的结局。
When we come to him, this is the best conclusion.
好，最后结束，我们再有个简短的祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in the heaven, we really thank you.
谢谢你常常用你的话语来光照我们。
Thank you for using your words to enlighten us.
引导我们前面的道路。
And guide us down the path before us.
在这边我们是不论是小孩，不论是父母亲，不论是老人，我们都交托仰望在这个手中。
Really, put our lives on your hand, no matter we're children or we're adults.
让我们实在是在你的里面，常常和你有好的关系。
We really want to have a good relationship in you.
走在你的道路上，不偏左也不偏右。
So when we walk down the path in your path, we won't deviate.
我们实在是谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. 好，交给。
让我们来唱一首回应诗歌。谢谢你，弟兄。好，我们唱诗第105首，爱救了我。